Welcome to yet another episode of the Nationwide Podcast. I am Diarra Springer, and with me is my co-host,
Ashida Joseph.
And today, we have a very prestigious guest. I don't even think he needs any introduction whatsoever, but still, I will go ahead and let him introduce himself.
Senator Shane Archer.
Thank you, Shane, for joining us.
Nice to be here.
Yes, nice to have you. Mm-hmm. Senator Archer, you are someone who wears many hats. You're a politician, you're project lead for the Prime Minister's Cup, you are involved in the entertainment sector, you have many degrees in law, political science, and accounts. So at your core, who is Shane Archer?
Yeah, first of all, I'm not the project lead for the Prime Minister's Cup anymore. I'm having taken on this role, okay. But the Prime Minister's Cup still falls within the ministry. Mm-hmm. But to answer the question, first and foremost, I'm a father of a three-year-old daughter, which a lot of people may not know. but I consider myself to be a servant leader. From growing up, my passion has been to help people, regardless of if that's in the entertainment industry, whether that's in politics, in youth development, or in all of my endeavors. It has always been about how can we help persons and how can we help people move from one place to another.
I think that's very powerful.
Yeah, it is. All right, so let us go into your entertainment side for a bit. You were the manager of Halo Lounge, that's correct?
Yeah, co-owner and manager, yeah.
Wow, okay, so tell us about that. What does it take to run a club in Barbados?
Well, to run a club is a lot of moving parts, from dealing with staff to dealing with customers, also having to create relationships with those service providers. So it's a lot of moving parts, but I think that it helped me to be where I am today because there's a lot of problem solving. One minute you might be dealing with a customer and next minute you got a security issue. So there's a lot of different moving parts, but it was a very good experience. I met a lot of people, as you can imagine. So yeah, I think that the one thing that I learned from Halo was problem solving and how to troubleshoot those issues in short order.
Yeah. What would you say got you into the entertainment scene though?
Start your day with the Nation News ePaper. Enjoy the accessibility and new upgrades of the Nation News ePaper daily, whether on our mobile app or Nation News website. For added convenience, use our new audio read feature, which reads the newspaper aloud, or look in the archives for any publications you may have missed. Get your news, your time, your way with the Nation News ePaper and enjoy our new upgrades.
I think it was kind of natural, but I do have a family member who is one of the major producer in the island, so he would have assisted me in my entrance, obviously working with him from Halo and before and beyond Halo. So I guess the entrance really and truly came through my family, but as I entered, I really got a passion for it and to see persons, not only to produce the show, but to see the vendors, to see all the different people that make the a production happen. It's really heartwarming. But I like to build. I like to build things. So that's where the real passion is.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to switch from your role in entertainment to your role as minister in the Prime Minister's office with responsibility for youth and culture. Now, early in your role, you made a big announcement, which was the return of Soca Monarch.
Woo-hoo!
And that sent shockwaves through Barbados. A lot of people were excited. They were fussy. They were like, yes, Soca Monarch was supposed to come back for a while. We're happy that it's coming back. A lot of the entertainers were happy. They were on board with the idea. Everybody was just thought about the entire idea. So for you, why was it so important to bring it back?
Yeah, not only the nostalgia of having the Party Monarch. I remember the first time I've been to the Party Monarch was at East Coast on my uncle's shoulder. I think this was the time, I can't remember if it was Lil Rick or who, but someone had jumped out a helicopter and land, and they just remember this fantastic thing. So it was really and truly the nostalgic part of it was a serious element, and not only for me, but for many Barbadians youth heard all the queries through the last few years with persons saying, you need to bring it back, you need to bring it back. But more importantly, to create that platform for your artists to really thrive and to grow. For us to grow Kropova, and there's no secret, Kropova has been having some issues over the last few years. But if you really want to grow Kropova and come back to the numbers where we have serious revelers on the road, 20,000 plus, the music will really drive that change. So unless we really and truly take the music element of it serious, and I mean a competition can only do so much, but what competition will do is encourage everyone to put their best foot forward. And with everyone putting their best foot forward, meaning the producers, the songwriters, the artists, everyone, then you will see that the full ecosystem will then have a upward turn into, whether it be numbers at the fets, or whether it be numbers on the road, or whether it be something as simple as our artists getting more bookings, not only throughout the region, but throughout the entire world.
Yeah. One point that you made, you said it was to help artists to grow, a platform for artists to grow. Mm-hmm. And you previously mentioned that it was also opportunity for the younger artists. Why is it so important for the young people or younger artists to have the opportunity?
Well, as I said before, it gives them that springboard naturally. We could speak about the number of artists that pass through the Party Monarch throughout the years, whether it be TC, whether it be Rick, whether it be Alistair Hines, whether it be Mikey, whoever, that would have had the opportunity to showcase their talent and then grow beyond Barbados. I think that is the real genesis behind having a competition of this stature. And let us be honest, it didn't only send shortwaves throughout Barbados, but we received calls from as far as Trinidad, from major artists saying, you know, this is great. We see Barbados is finally coming back and finally returning to where we started in 94, 95, when the Party Monarch began. So I think that it is important for our young artists, and we see with the amount of persons that were interested in joining the competition, over 220 persons. I'm not sure if it is the largest amount ever. I have to fact check that, but I know certainly it is on the side of the larger within at least the last few elements of the competition. So yeah, I think that it is great for younger persons to have that opportunity first and foremost to come out to showcase their talent. But as I said, look at the ecosystem. It doesn't only provides an opportunity for a young performer, young singer, but it also provides the opportunity for those behind the scenes, the sound engineers, the songwriters, the producers, everyone. And there are a lot of younger persons who are now within that industry who may not have had that opportunity before. So it gives them the opportunity to grow themselves as well.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it has been really interesting to see a lot more fresh faces on the scene this year. I'm seeing a lot more new people, hearing a lot of new songs. Yeah. It has been a really good experience so far for the season.
Yeah.
So let us pivot now into sports. And but you mentioned you're no longer the project lead for the Prime Minister's Cup. But when you were, tell us about the initiative and how it came about.
The Prime Minister's Cup came about from a simple idea from the Prime Minister, obviously, to provide opportunities for those young footballers, a premier competition for them. And not only that, but how can we, while providing the opportunity for them, stimulate economic activity through utilizing communities as spaces where vendors can come out and play their trade. And the truth about the Prime Minister's Cup is that what the public will see, you know, we see footballers and we see the players going out and the referees and so on, but behind the scenes, there's so many vendors. There's the sound engineer that has to get work, the security officers, the vendors that are playing their trade, the carpenters that got to come and build the decking at night time to put down the tents, the service providers, the distributors of drinks and so on. It is a full economic activity when the Prime Minister's Cup happens. So I think that when we started it, it just started with a small idea of how we can create that opportunity for our young footballers, but it has grown into something spectacular. I think even more spectacular than what we imagined at the inception.
Yeah, it's been huge.
In the first year, there was a lady that came to me and she was so excited. She said, you know, I was able to send school my children off of the first 2 months of the Prime Minister's Cup. So the vendors are very have a very strong part to play within the entire tournament. And seeing how many persons are interested in that, it was to the point that, well, the grounds were free and so on to come in. Then we had too many vendors at the venues, and then it was literally too cramped. So what we had to end up doing was to create a vending committee.
Well, okay. <laughs> So
because we literally had over 75 vendors, and obviously everyone can't come the same night. So what we did was to divide up the fields and to give everyone allocated spaces per field, so that, you know, everybody get a chance to add the opportunity to make a little cash.
Yeah.
So we want to kind of switch from the Prime Minister's Cup to you being senator. What was that moment like for you when you found out? What were you expecting versus what you're experiencing now?
Yeah, it was a humbling experience the moment that I was informed by the Prime Minister. Instantly, the first few hours, it came to me the responsibility that I now have to, in terms of obviously being a minister in relation to youth and culture. So the moment was really a humbling experience in terms of, as I said when we started, I see myself as a servant leader. So however I can do to improve a life of a person, or whatever I can do to open opportunities or to open a door for our young persons, because I am a person that strongly believes in Barbados and the power of our people.
And how has it been so far for you?
So far, it has been a good experience. I've been listening a lot before I try to put my stamp on things, but trying to listen, trying to see where we're currently at with certain projects and how can we improve. But it has been a very good experience. I've been able to meet a lot of young people. I've been able to meet a lot of our cultural practitioners, and what I really want to say is that our youth and our cultural practitioners have a lot of talent. We do have a bright future ahead of us, but the government has an important role to play in terms of creating those opportunities and opening those pathways for our people. But it cannot only be government, it has to be a whole of society approach.
Yeah, for sure. And it has been fantastic really seeing you as a young person in this role and serving so well. I think you are definitely a great example for a lot of other young people out there, for sure.
Thank you.
So, you've done a lot so far. At this time, what can you reveal about what is next, whether it be in your role as senator or outside the senator position?
I guess we have to wait and see. but I definitely look forward to continuing the work and working alongside our Prime Minister, who is definitely a visionary leader, once in a lifetime leader that we currently have. And I've been enjoying watching the way that she speaks to people, the way that she works tirelessly. I mean, almost like 24/7. She's off at times. I wonder if she's not the young person, not me, because she's definitely a great leader. But in terms of what's next, we're just getting started. There are a lot of projects that we want to bring on board, especially youth in agriculture is a major project that we want to bring to the society soon. And what that is essentially government providing the lands and the infrastructure for young potential farmers to go on to grow their produce, or if they want to go into poultry farming or whatever, to create those opportunities for us. If we really want to be serious about Barbados being an agri-processing hub and so on, then we have to start growing our own food. And not only as an agri-processing hub, but if we look at the food import bill, it is very high. CARICOM agreed years ago to be 25 by 25, which was to bring down our food import bills across CARICOM. I'm not really sure how successful that was, but Barbados really has to make the change, and I think that now is the time. We've been meeting with the Ministry of Agriculture to first and foremost locate lands before we roll out the project, but within the next few months and hopefully by early next year, we could really roll out this project in a meaningful and impactful way.
We'll definitely be looking out for that project for sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Also, thank you for joining us today. It was a pleasure learning about you.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're definitely going to be looking out for the work that you have going forward as it relates to young people and culture. Yeah. So thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, and I hope that everyone has a safe crop over. I want to encourage everyone to come out to the events. The Party Monarch is returning, and the public has been asking for it, so we hope to see the Botanical Gardens bursting with people.
It will be.
Alongside Cahobla Park. It took a lot of work to get us here. So I really hope that the public really comes out and supports the artists and support everyone, that the full ecosystem behind the production.
And thank you so much to our viewers for tuning in to another episode of Nationwide. To check out this episode and more, tune in to our website, our YouTube channel, and any platform where you listen to your audio podcasts. Until next time.
Thank you.